Six of the seven candidates running for New Hampshire governor participated in a forum on young children yesterday at St. Anselm College. NHBR's Jason Moon reports they spoke on a wide variety of issues.
The forum was sponsored by Spark NH, a governor-appointed advisory council that focuses on early childhood in New Hampshire. Attendees included business owners, early childhood professionals, and elected officials. Questions ranged from the affordability of childcare to how to teach young children skills like persistence and attention. Manchester mayor and Republican candidate Ted Gatzis largely focused on the role of families as a way to address many of the issues raised.
Some of the other things we have to talk about is how do we get their parents involved? Parental involvement is so important when it comes to education.
Another prominent issue was how to address the effects of the state's opioid crisis on children. Republican Executive Counselor Chris Sununu emphasized early and aggressive prevention in schools as a solution.
Look, as was mentioned earlier, I got a fifth and a sixth grader. My sixth grader will likely be offered pills, drugs, marijuana in the next 2 or 3 years. I mean, that's just a hard fact. That's a hard conversation I've had with my wife, but that's real. My daughter's right behind him, and my three-year-old's going to come down the path. We need to get to these kids before the drug dealers do.
On the Democratic side, Mark Connelly, Steve Marchand, and Colin Van Ostern all agreed on the need for greater investment in full-day kindergarten, but they differed on how they would pay for it. Here's Marchand drawing that distinction.
And the one thing that you'll hear these guys talk about is increasing the tobacco tax, which I will submit, as I say all the time, I don't like that at all. I have a lot of other places I'm willing to get it. One reason I'm not going there is because the only way you raise the revenue you want is if people keep smoking, which I think is really poor public policy. And I think there are other ways to get it.
Mark Connelly responded that his plan to fund full-day kindergarten actually rests on a restructuring of the state's business taxes, which he says many corporations take advantage of.
And I also believe that the businesses that are gaming the system and not paying their fair share, we can easily come up with $25 to $30 million just on the business profits tax. And I think that money could go to pre-K and to K.
Each of these candidates has just 2 weeks left to make their cases. The state primary is on September 13th. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.